But like the Bernstein plagioclase gabbro, the vesicular rock, seeing at the limb. Based all that I've seen so far.
Okay, I copied that, Jack. And is this crater to the east or west?
It's to the northwest of the rover.
Okay, copy that.
The vesicle population varies from about 2 millimeter to 1 centimeter. It forms about 15% of the rock, 10 to 15. And I'm giving you grain size and for the rocks near the limb, and that goes well for this one.
Okay, I copy that, Jack. Very good.
There is the parting that I mentioned. Still somewhat unknown origin, and we'll try to get a sample along the parting plane. It's clearly evident in one of the bigger blocks. Hey, Bob, just as we stopped the rover, I went on Hawk's water. Do you want me to turn my primary water off? I don't have to, do I?
No need to.
That's what I figured. Just want to cover off that. Okay, Jack, I think I got my housekeeping done.
Yeah.
Get your hammer, we're going to need it. I've been carrying it all day. It's about time I used it. Okay. Bob, you're going to want to cord this site?
Roger. We'd like to get number one priority would be some block samples, including any dirt that was on the block, if there is such. And then... the second priority is a rake soil sample. The third priority is a double core. And then also in there are the pans, of course, and other documented samples. But double core is there, although it is third priority.
Okay. Gene, do you think you got your Noman, huh?
Yep.
I got my Noman, and I got to give him a TGE. When you said bring a hammer, I came...
I'm sorry.
No problem.
Yeah, I shouldn't have disrupted.
Two go hand in hand.
Nothing disrupts your thought patterns more than somebody saying something.
Now, listen, it's my first challenge. Stop. I guess I'm entitled to do that. Bob, you ready for a mark?
Roger.
Okay. Mark it, the light's flashing.
Copy that.
Okay, you got one picked up?
Yeah, let's hit this,
see if we can work on that one. It's up the edge, but we can chip at the parting plane, and that's one of the things that's come up that I think is of interest, that we've got to figure out why they have that foliation in them.
Well, that rock is one of the more vesicular ones I've seen around.
Well, they're all about that, Gene. They're either that or mixed with that variety in the same boulder. You'll see a non-vesicular, a relatively non-vesicular. Okay, that's the butcher shell. That's the down sir. Ooh. Okay, right into the sun. Okay. Right at that overlapping fracture, huh? Yeah, let me get where I can maybe save the rock. If you can hook your,
that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to try and get it right. Right up on top is where I like to disease.
If you hit it on the right side, it'll go this way, maybe. There you go. Good man.
He's right there. I get another one, too.
Try another one.
Don't lose that one. Let me get that one for you.
But yeah, I get it.
Got it. Whoops.
Can you keep it in sight here for a minute? Is that it?
Yeah.
Go ahead. Try hitting, there you go. Can you use the other end against the right side of the rock?
I'll press it.
It's coming. all right.
I'll get that one.
Wait a minute. Be careful down in there.
Whole thing is going to fracture off here in a minute.
Just want to... Trying.
It's trying to fall.
Don't wear your hand out. That's good, G.
Wait a minute.
Let me give one more whack, because the whole thing is a... Nah, that's too tight. Let me get that other piece.
Okay, bag 476 is the rock sample with a little bit of the soil near it. A chip. Chip off the rock. And it's the... Watch it, G.
There's the other chip.
If I go down there, that thing's about 15 feet deep.
Right. Got it.
Okay.
Okay. Now, do you think you can chip off the other side of that plane up on the edge?
Yep.
Then we'll get the soil. And maybe just a small rock, non-chipped.
Let me tell you, my hands from that drill.
Yeah, I'm sure they are.
Really know I've been out here today.
Bob.
Copy that, Jack.
It's from the southeast side of the party's plane.
There is a whole big slab right there.
Okay, very good.
Oh, look at the dark minerals in there. Are those dark black?
Yeah, they may be ilmenite or fresh piercing.
Well, look at it. Give me a pressure of piercing. Okay, you want my bag? I tell you, if you work on any kind of slope like this little crater.
Okay, I'm going to leave it open for a minute.
Okay.
While we get that one. You're going to have to use your tongs on that one, I think.
Okay.
I got it.
And 17, a reminder to factor into your thinking, this is only a 30-minute stop and it's about 20 minutes remaining.
Yes, sir. Well, we got a sample, huh?
Here's the big one. Give him the bag number two.
Bag 454. Okay, and the flashes are from inside of buds and recrystallized vesicles. They look like piercing flashes. They could be ilmenite.
Okay, I'll get my after pictures.
Let me get in there and get some soil.
Okay, let's get it first
on the north side. Whoops. Okay, the bag tore around that. It's pretty jagged rock, but I think that'll hold.
Okay,
that's in yours. Okay. Then Gene's sample collection bag. And scoop sample.
You got a bag handy, Gene?
Okay, bag 455, Bob. It's from the west side of the rock. It's under a slight overhang of the rock.
In the shadow, anyway.
Okay, that's from about 1 centimeter down, deep, 1 to 2 centimeters. And the next one is down to about five or six. And it's got some chips in it. That's bag 456, Bob.
Copy that.
Yes. Okay.
I know.
Oh, shoot.
Yeah, 1.2 kilometers is a long way from the limb. Look at the challenger down there. Think you get a feel for how big this valley really is?
I'd rather not.
Okay. I'll help you.
I got it.
Turn around, let me get these in your bag.
I learned how.
You learn of necessity out here. Okay. See if we can't fill this up for Christmas.
Okay, let's, you happy there?
Yeah, that's good. Get your after.
Okay.
And if we can, we might get just a block instead of braking on it. And then we'll go to the rake. Let's go around to the, Brad wants a core here too, huh? Yeah, but the rake next. As you might imagine. You know, now this looks, this stuff here looks a little less vesicular. Why don't we try that one?
Hey, here's rock, look at this rock where the vesicularity changes from a hummocky vesicularity to a very fine vesicular. Look at this.
Let me try and crack, get a, see that?
The change?
Yeah, that's what I'm after.
Let's see if I can crack.
That's what I saw in that other boulder.
Let's see if I can't crack the corner and get that contact.
Yeah, or get a piece of bowl. I think you can get a, if you can reach down there.
See if I can't get a... That's a contact in a rock.
Yep.
Beautiful. And you guys see any 2 meter boulders around there?
We just sampled one.
Now,
so if that one showed up on the photos, I wonder why those down here, the elk didn't show up.
No, we're not where you think we are. We're not sure where we are. Gene, can you get down into that? Need some help?
Yep, just give me the shovel to hold myself with. Give me a shovel.
How about that one, yeah?
Get that little piece.
Okay, I see it.
Pretty hard. See if I can't, slow and hard to hit.
How about coming around from this side?
Well, I got the gnomon in the wrong place, really.
Let me see here.
Can you reach it?
Well, I'm gonna lean on the rock, maybe.
I got that other little piece in sight. Okay, I got that piece in sight too. Let me
get them both over here.
Let me get them both right now.
You can stick that in the ground. Okay, this is a sample of the more coarsely vesicular rock. You got it in your hand?
I got both. I think actually we got a sample of both sides, but I wouldn't bet on it.
Okay, I just got a chunk of that side.
Okay, I got both of these.
See that rock right over there, an oil mound? Just project you out of the edge of it.
Where are you looking?
Right over there.
Here?
No,
here?
I'm pointing. There you go. You just about touched it. Right there, that piece.
Okay, let me get these in a bag here.
Get that piece, and that's the samples from either side of the contact anyway.
Can you get a bag or a claw? Get
yeah.
me a hammer and get a bag.
You take the hammer.
I got these in my hand I want to put there.
Okay, bag 477 is the coarsely vesicular rock.
Are two of them there? I hope two of them fill in.
No, only got one. Okay,
here's that other one. It had to fall right here.
I don't think there ever... There it is. Get your tongs.
Right here?
Now, you're full of dirt in the scoop. You just covered it up.
Got it. I got it.
Here, put it in here with the dirt. That's good. A little dirt never hurt anybody.
Got it.
Okay. 477 are two chips of the... they're small, but I think they'll give you the... If there's any compositional difference.
But these two are the ones you saw? That right there?
That's what you pointed at. Yeah, I think you got it.
Okay. I'm going to take a close-up stereo of that contact.
Definitely.
Okay, and Jack and Gene, when you get done with that folder, we'd like you to move on to the rake soil sample, please. And it'll be a kilogram sample, please.
Yes, sir, we're going to in bag 478 is the chip from the more finely vesicular rock. Both of them are coarse. It's a small chip, but it'll tell the story, I think.
Dust. Here you are. I'll go ahead and get a close up.
I'll get the rake. I'll get started on the rake.
Okay.